We are learning Masechtas Makis, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We learned in the Psukim that there are 6 Ore Miklot, 3 in Eva Yarden. The 3 in Eva Yarden is Betzer and Ramois. Betzer is in the Chelik of Ruvain, Ramois is in the Chelik of Don, and we also have Goylon the Bashan. And we have 3 in Eretz Yisrael. You have Chevron, Shechem, and Kadesh, the 3 cities that are in Eretz Yisrael, the 3 cities of Ari Miklot, altogether 6. Afraid the Gemara of Su Leka, there's only 6 Ari Miklot. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Va'aleim titnu abom v'shtayim ir. It says in the Pasuk that besides 4, those 6, it says you should put V'sa'arim asher titnu levim es shesh Ari Miklot, titnu lo anasham rotzeh, Va'aleim titnu abom v'shtayim ir. Another 42. Another 42 cities. The other ones are more serious. Those are do ladas and shaloi ladas. The ones, the 6 that we mentioned in the psukim, those are kailat sai ladas and sai shaloi ladas. Sai if you went the ladas leklita or not. The other ones means if you land up punked in Ari Miklot, the Ritzach, but show you lands up in Ari Miklot, it works. Mashaykin of 42, you have to go in ladas, you have to go in there with a das, with a mind to be saved. Hello, the kotos ben das and shlo das. Hello, das kotos, shlo das ain't kotos. It says in the pasuk that we said in the Gemara before that the Chevron in Yehuda was one of the Ari Miklot. Freit the Gemara of a Chevron ir Miklotu was Chevron ir Miklot. We know the Ari Miklot were cities of the Levim. So we said there's 42 plus the 6 is 48 cities of the Levim. Now, if Chevron was one of the Ari Miklot, we are assuming it belongs to the Levim. The problem is, it says in the pasuk that they gave Kalev ben Yefuno, who was from Shevet Yehuda, he got Chevron. The Chevron ir Miklotu, v'achsev says in the pasuk, v'inu l'kalev es Chevron, kashadib v'moisha. That it says a pasuk in Shoiftin, v'inu l'kalev es Chevron, kashadib v'moisha, v'yoris v'sham v'shloish v'nei hanok, that kalev v'yifuna got Chevron, l'chayra, if it's Ari Miklot, must be belong to the Levim. If the Gemara Mavaya, parvadah, he got the outskirts, he got the suburbs of Chevron. The Chsev says in the Pasuk, Ves Steya Ir, this is Pasuk Yeshua, Ves Steya Ir, Ves Chatzera, Nostu Lekalev and Yifuna Bachuzasai. He got the Steya Ir, and the Chatzeris, and the courtyards, the outside suburbs of the city, Kalev and Yifuna got. Echanami, the city itself, Chevron itself, was the Ir of Levim, was the Ir Mikla. Frank Dimar of a Kedesh, Ir Miklot Tava, we said before the Kedesh in Naphtali was one of the Ari Miklot. The Kedesh Ir Miklot Tava, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshua that they built these certain 4 to 5 cities, V'ari Mifzar, Atidim, Tzar, V'chamas, Rakas, V'kinaris, and it says in Pasuk Lamazayim, V'kedesh, V'adrei, V'ein Chatzar. So it says clearly that it was a 4 to 5 city. And what's wrong? V'tani looked at the Braisa, Ar Malalu, the Ari Miklot, Ein Oisnoison, Loi Tirim Ktanim. You don't make it a small city. Ari Miklot can't be a small city because then there's not enough food there. You might have to go outside the city to get his food, and the girl that might kill him. Loi Karachim Gdolim. It can't be a big city either because there's a lot of people coming there. It's very possible the girl Adam will sneak in and ambush him. So therefore, it has to be a regular sized city. It can't be a fortified big city, and it can't be a small city. Ela Yaris Bainis is in between city. So how can you say that Kedesh is Ari Miklot? It says in the Pasuk that Kedesh was considered Ari Mifso, one of these huge cities. On Rav Yosef, Tarti Kedesh Ava. There was 2 Kedesh, which from the Gemara's Mavuya means that there was the main city Kedesh, and there was a suburb called Kedesh. On Rav Ashi, like we find, going Slikum, the Akra to Slikum. There's a city called Slikum, and that was Ari Miftzah. And there's a city next to it called Akra to Slikum, which is like the suburb. The same thing by Kedesh also. Kedesh was an Ir Miftzah, and he had an Ir, a smaller city, Samachlit, like Rashi says, also called Kedesh. Gufa we learned. We just learned in the Brayis that says, Orim Halalu, Ein Oysen Moysen, Loi Tirin Ketanim, should make them into small cities, like Krach and Demla, and the big cities. Ela Yoris Benis, in between size cities. Another halacha about these cities. These cities, Ari Miklot, have certain halachas. We want to make, first of all, that the girl Adam should be comfortable there. He doesn't have to leave to get his necessities and then maybe be killed by a girl Adam. We also want to make sure the girl Adam won't come there to kill him. So first of all, it should be an in-between-sized city. Another thing is, the Ari Miklot, like Rash says, even if it lands up in the girl of the Levim, one of those 42 cities, lands up in a place where there's not too much water. So if there's no water there, you have to bring water in. You have to make these different streams, carve, dig out streams, and make sure it has a water source. It should be in a place where there's shvakim, where there's shuka, where there's a shuk to buy food. It has to be a place where surrounding the city, there are other cities. This way, the Golem can't just sneak onto the city with the army, because the other cities around it will realize someone's coming with the army and they'll stop them. Which means it's surrounded by crowds. If around the city the cities were destroyed, you have to be meisiv and make sure that it has strong cities around it. If in the city itself there's less people living, we bring in more people to live there. You don't sell in the city like klizayim lekim v'suda. You don't sell in the city any klizayim, which are guns or any type of ammunition, like klimatsuda, not even hunting tools, because a guy like Dam can use the hunting tools to kill the Ritzach. Divrei Rav Nechemya. V'chamatim, v'chamol, that's mutter. V'shavim, everyone agrees, she'ain person v'soicha mitsudais, that we don't allow anyone in those cities to spread big nets and to trap animals. V'em v'shil v'sechavom, strings, it's not common to have cities big enough to spread nets and ropes in these places. So maybe if they have this in the city, the Goyal Adam will come here because it's something that attracts people. And if we don't attract the Goyal Adam to move into the city and then ambush the Ritzach. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Micro, what do you see this, all these things in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'nos el achas m'arim el v'chai, ovele midi tehav lechusa. Do something for him, do something for the Ritzach to make sure he has a chias, that he has a way to live, and he's not going to be killed by Goyal Adam. And if you have to do everything for his chias, and that goes, all these dinim go into this pasuk of that v'nosel achas mahar me'el v'chai. Tano, Talmud shigolo, if a Talmud goes to Golis, megalim rabbi imay, pel de gazach, his Rebbe has to go with him. Why? Shenema v'chai, and what's the life of a Talmud? His Rebbe. He needs his Rebbe. So his Rebbe will have to move to the Ari Miklot. So I'm Rav Zira Mekan Shoshana Olam Talmud Shein Hagun. You see from here, you should not teach a Talmud Shein Hagun. Because if you teach a Talmud Shein Hagun, you might be going to Gauls yourself to teach a Talmud. Ah, you can tell me, why is it in a Hagun? It's Peshoigig. So Rashi explains from the Gemara on Beis that you see that the Hashem always orchestrates, Hashem will orchestrate that if someone kills Peshoigig, it's usually someone who has other Averis. So it means if he's a good person, it won't happen to him. And therefore, a person should only teach a Talmud, only teach Talmidim that are Hogun, not the Enshein Hogun. Om Rav Yechanan, the opposite case. Harav Shigala, Rav the one in the Golas, Megal Yeshivas Imai. His Yeshiva goes with him. Break the Ma'ini, Von Rav Yechanan, when I am the Vitara Shein Kultim, how could it happen to a Rebbe? That says that Divrei Torah Kultim, they save a person, they protect a person. So how could it happen to a Rebbe? Shinem has Betzer Bamidbar. It says in the Torah that Betzer was one of the Ari Miklot, Vichsibas Rebbe Zeus HaTorah. So you see, the Torah is like Betzer. Only b'shas when he's learning is a help protect him. Not when shas is not learning. Now, interesting over here, by a Talmud, the Rebbe has to go with him, and says, Mekan, now if a Rebbe goes to the Gauls, the Holy Spirit has to go with him. Why didn't say Mekan that you should teach Dafka, make sure that your Rebbe is a Hagun? Why didn't say that? Mekan, you only learn from Rebbe as Hagun. So Mashah asks Kasha, and Mashah answers that it's possible to learn from a Rav Shein a Hagun. Like if a Ramei learned from Acher, if it's a Gadol, he could learn. A Gadol Batar could learn from a Rebbe that's not 100% Eiskalton. It says, Dr. Mashav, he says, because you find the God of Yochalumai, the Philum Rav Sheena Hogan, Kamira Meir, Shalomad Ma'acher. So, Dr. Maravite, when it says this drasha that David Torah is called, it doesn't mean from the Goyal Adam. It means, because the first Torah was saying, only Vashasim is Isaac, does it protect him from the Goyal Adam? That way he's not Isaac. But the different teretz, kol does not mean from the Goyal Adam. Kol means from Misa Bechla, from the Malach HaMavis. A person while he's learning will not die. But is it my kol then? Malach HaMavis. Ki hod Rav Chista, v'yosef v'goros v'yirav. He was in the middle of learning, and it came his time to die. V'lov v'kol yochol shlich l'malach HaMavis l'mikre v'lugabe. The shlich l'malach HaMavis could not reach him, could not kill him. He didn't stop learning. Solg Biyosav Ha'arz Debei Rav, he went, the Malachimovas went and sat, or the Shliach Malachimovas went and sat on one of the beams of the Beis Medrash, Paka Arza, and it cracked, and it jumped. The Rav Chista, he stopped learning for a second, and Shosik, Yachalai, and he killed him. The only way to kill him was to stop him from learning. We have a similar Maisa by David HaMelech in Masechta Shabbos. Omer Rav Tanchin Bar Chaniloi, Pema Zocha Ruvein, Limonis Ba'atzol Tchilak. We mentioned before, there are six Ari Miklot, and the three that are mentioned in the Psukim in regards to Eiver HaYardein, the Pasuk says, as Betzer Bamidbar, Beretz Hamisha Lo Ruvein, yes, Ruvein, Ves Romois by Gilad Le Gadi, Ves Gom Bashal Menashe. So Ruvein Shevet was the first one mentioned as Ari Miklot. So why was Hatzalah, which is Hatzalah for the Ritzeh, Kilba Shagig, why was he mentioned first when it comes to Hatzalah? The first time in the Torah you find Hatzalah also is by Ruvein. Shnemar, by Yishma Ruvein, Vayatzileu Meyodom, it says that we wanted to kill Yosef. So it says, Reuven heard, and Reuven threw him into the bar, and Reuven planned on taking him out. So you see Reuven was the first one who was mentioned with Hatzalah, therefore his city is mentioned first. Dorosh Rabbi Shimloi, Maidach Siv, says in the Pasuk, Oz Yavdo Moshe Shosh Arbe Vayar, the Mizrach HaShemesh. What's lost from Mizrach HaShemesh? Shmuel Tupshatim. Omlekar's Baruch Lamoisha Hazrech Shemesh L'Roitzchem, which means make sure it's comfortable for them. Like I mentioned before in the Gemara, you have to make sure they have Mayim, you have to make sure they have their Rebbe. Make sure that means make it comfortable for them. Shine the sun for them. Ikad Amri Omle Hazrach the Shemesh L'Roitzchem, which means a past tense means with this Havdalah you set a place now, a refuge for the Roitzchem. Dora Shemesh Mayim, I think it's in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Oyev Kesef Lo Yisba Kesef. Mi Oyev Bahamoin Lo Yisvua Gam Zehevel. It's Pasuk in Kehelas, not in Mishlei, in Kehelas. That someone loves Kesef will never have enough Kesef. But then it says, Mi Oyev Bahamoin Lo Yisvua. But if he only hoards money, he's not going to have Tavua either, so he needs to have a little mix. But we're going to dash this in regards to Mitzvah and Torah. Zot Gemara. Who's Oyev Kesef Yisba Kesef? Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu. She Yedei Hashem Shalosh Arim Shevei Yardin Kerel Toys Achloin Nifku Shalosh Veres Kana. Like we learned in the Mishnah that the three Ari Miklot in the Eva Yardin did not work until Yeshua separated all the three in Eretz Yisrael. So you needed all six in order for it to work. That's the only way it worked if you had all six as Ari Miklot. And still he went ahead and did it. V'omar mitzvah shabal liyodi I kaimena. A mitzvah comes to my hands, I'm going to be mekayim it. And that second part of the pasuk says, "Amio oyev bahamoin lo yisavua," which means like this: "Lemi no lemoid bahamoin misha kol tavua shloy." Who is royu to be dayrus barabim, to be a rabbi? Misha kol tavua shloy. He's a big baki in shas. V'hainu, that means all the tavua is his. He's a bucking and shas. I don't realize my dechsev is in the pasuk. Me malak gvuras Hashem shmi kol to lasoi, which means that this to me no the malak gvuras Hashem. Who is royu? Who could give over gvuras Hashem? Mi sheyachal hashmi kol to lasoi. Someone who could be mashmi all the tehilas, who has all the yedias, all the bekias. Another taich in the pasuk. Rabbanu v'teim rabba amari omar mi oyev ba'amoyin lo yisvua, which means like this. Kol aha oyev ba'amoyin. Anyone who loves tamidei chachamim lo yisvua, he will have children who are tamidei chachamim. Yovu be Rabbanon Nayo be Rava be Rei de Rabba. Rabba was big Maiker Rabbanon, and therefore he zeichet the children who are Maiker Rabbanon. Simon Ashi Lumoid Ravina Lamed, because here Ashi is be Lumoid and Ravina be Lamed. Rav Ashi Amakola Oyev Lumoid Bahamoyin. Anyone likes learning be Chavrusa Loi Tavua, he will have success. He will have success in learning. Behind Om Rav Yosi Barachin, you might have seen what's found the pasuk says Cherev El Abadim Venoyalu. Which they teach like this: Cherev al tzavarei saneim shoch tamidichamim. There should be a sword on the necks of the saneim tamidichamim, which means tamidichamim himself. Sheyoshim vayiskim v'tarah bad v'bad. If they learn Torah by themselves, bad lashon by themselves, each stalk by themselves, they learn by themselves, not by chavrusa. It's a cherev shabal al tzavareim. Why? Because we'll see, v'loy oy dalshem tafshim. They become foolish. Ksiv hacha v'noy alu v'ksiv hasam asher ne'alu v'shachatanu. It says ne'alu means are foolish. Chavrusa to set you straight, it caused a person to have wrong pshat in the Gemara and do chait. The boyisim another pasuk that says that noyalu causes chait. Boyisim hacha noyalu sorei tzoyan, and at the end of that pasuk it says nisu sorei noif, which means they're going to do averis because they were foolish. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Ravina Amar a little different. Kolo oyev lelamed b'hamoin. Anyone likes darshening berabim, he learns with other people. Lelamed mar b'tamidim, like Rashi says, loy tavua. He will have even more Torah. Means if he teaches more tamidim, he himself will have more Torah. Hayim dom Rabbi harbi Torah lemaratim rabbeis. I learned a lot from my rabbeim. Umechaverai yosimem. I learned also more from my friends. Umetamida yosimakulim. From my tamidim, I learned the most. Om Rav Shua Balevi. My dechsev. What's Taish on the Pasuk? Oyim dois hoi raglenu b'sharayek rishlayim. We dash like this. Mi goram the raglenu shiyamdu b'mechama. Who caused us to win the mechamas? You know what? Not the good, a smart strategy. What caused us to win the mechama is sharei Yerushalayim, she'oiskim b'tayra. Because in the doors of Yerushalayim, they were oiskim b'tayra, as Yerushalayim is referring to. It means from the Torah, b'shvil she'arecha, because of the Torah, they were zoyche to be oyim dois hoi raglenu and win the war. That David said, I'm very happy when people say they want to go to the Beis Mikdash. David Melech was not Zoycha to build the Beis Mikdash, only his son Shloime. And David was saying, I hear people saying, when is David Melech going to die? You have Shloime and David, you have the Beis Mechira and build the Beis Mikdash. But now we're able to go up the Regal, and I was happy. Yeah, they're right. They have right sheifas. They have sheifas for oil regal. Amar like Hashem Baruch Hu, no. Ki toiv yoyim bechatzirecha me'elef. And what it means like this. Toiv li yoyim echad. Shat oisik v'tayra. One day of your learning Torah is better l'fane me'elef oilois. From the 1,000 oilois. She'osid shloima bincha l'harki l'fane al-gav mezbech. The Rashi brings down. That says in the Pasuk when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. It says, elef oilois yala shloimi. Bro, 1,000 oilois. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, your one day of Torah is better than all 1,000 oilas that Shlomo will bring in the Beis HaMikdash.